Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Guiding Light. This morning's been a little bit of a busy morning for me. I had several phone calls right in a row. Well, let me go back and tell the beginning of the story. Let me start at the beginning. I think I started in the middle. The beginning of the story is this. Today is, if you're in the Gentle Healing Group, today is Workbook Lesson 47, God is the Strength in Which I Trust. And in this particular workbook lesson, we are asked to do 4 5-minute practice periods. In fact, it says 4 5-minute practice periods are necessary today, and longer, more frequent ones are urged. So whenever we're asked to do more, I like to do more. I like to aim high. So what I decided I would do today were 5 meditations. The first one this morning was an hour long. And then I would do 4 7-minute meditations throughout the day. One was to be before the guiding light. Now that takes me to the phone calls. So I seem to have back-to-back phone calls, several in a row. And as a result, I didn't get the opportunity to do my 7-minute meditation before the guiding light. And I just don't feel like I want to skip that meditation. So what I'm going to do is start us today with the 7-minute meditation. It's going to be a silent meditation, and I'll go over the workbook instructions just a minute for anybody else who wants to do that with me. But it's going to be 7 minutes of silent meditation, but because we're in Pal Talk, I will have some music playing, because if I don't, people will think the sound went out. So I'm going to play one of my favorite meditation albums. It's called Illumination, Peaceful Gregorian Chants, and it's from Dan Gibson. So I'll be playing that during the 7 minutes. And anybody who's in the Gentle Healing Group, this is a wonderful opportunity for you to get in one of your meditations today. Let me just review the instructions for us, for anybody who needs a little reminder. We are to close our eyes and begin by repeating the idea for the day. God is the strength in which I trust. And then we're to spend the first minute or two of the meditation searching for situations in our life which we have invested with fear, and then dismiss each one by saying, God is the strength in which I trust. And the way I do that, I close my eyes and, you know, I'll say, God is the strength in which I trust. And then I ask to see any situation in which I have invested fear. So I ask for it to be brought to my attention rather than going through some kind of a searching process. And things do arise. And as those things arise, I then say to them, I hold them in my heart very slowly. I like to do it very slowly. I notice the ego wants to kind of go quickly, quickly, quickly. I like to do it very slowly. And I say, God is the strength in which I trust. And then I kind of linger there a little bit just within the heart. And then I ask, is there something else for me to see? You know, and that's how I do the first couple of minutes. And then after the first couple of minutes where we're looking at any fearful situations, the next thing we do is this. Now, try to slip past all concerns related to your own sense of inadequacy. It is obvious that any situation that causes you concern is associated with feelings of inadequacy, for otherwise you would believe that you could deal with the situation successfully. And it goes into a little bit more teaching, but I'm going to skip that for now and get on with the practice instructions. So in the latter phase of the practice period, try to reach down into your mind to a place of real safety. You will recognize that you have reached it if you feel a sense of deep peace, however briefly. Let go all the trivial things that churn and bubble on the surface of your mind and reach down and below them to the kingdom of heaven. There is a place in you where there is perfect peace. There is a place in you where nothing is impossible. There is a place in you where the strength of God abides. And of course, the way that we are practicing these meditations in the Gentle Healing Group is by moving into awareness, watching awareness meditation. So the first couple of minutes, looking at the fearful situations and saying to them, God is the strength in which I trust. And then moving into the awareness, watching awareness meditation for the last, you know, approximately 5 minutes. And what I'm going to do is set a timer for 7 minutes. There will be a little bell that goes off when the 7 minutes begins and another bell that goes off when the 7 minutes ends. And remember to begin the meditation with eyes closed, saying, God is the strength in which I trust. If you are not a member of the Gentle Healing Group and you don't really want to do this meditation, just take the opportunity in the 7 minutes to meditate in whatever way you feel to. So let me start the timer and start the music, and we will begin the meditation. The first bell tells us when to begin.
Thank you.
Actually, I made a mistake. I forgot to reset the timer, and the last time I used it, I had it set for 5 minutes. So that was only 5 minutes instead of 7 minutes, but that's okay. 5 minutes was the requirement. So we're doing okay. It goes by fast when it's 5 minutes, doesn't it? So I'll just do a 10-minute one later today to make up for that little mistake that I made. So, again, we are here for, let me move the course. I have lesson 47 open. Move the course aside and open up NTI. And today in the Guiding Light, we're going to be looking at NTI 1 Corinthians chapter 9. And that begins on page 297. There is a voice within you that claims to be you. This voice does not try to deceive you, because this voice does believe it is you. Therefore, all that it whispers into your mind, it whispers in belief that it is truth. But the reason that this voice is not truth is because this voice cannot see you. It cannot know you, because this voice cannot see you. Therefore, the voice is mistaken. All that it tells you, believing it to be true, is based on mistake, and so it is mistaken also. So, obviously, this is talking about the ego voice, even though it doesn't say that straight out, straight away. The ego voice is just the normal human voice, the normal human chatter. It's what humans listen to. And what's really interesting about this particular passage is it says that the voice isn't right about anything that it says, because it doesn't know you. And it doesn't know you because it can't see you. So the mind, I'm going to quit calling it the voice. I feel like switching over. The mind, which is nothing but concepts, right? The mind is nothing but ideas. The mind has developed concepts of what you are, what your needs are, what your desires are, et cetera, what your values are. And then with a belief that these concepts are what you are, then the mind goes about just chattering and chattering and chattering about how to make you happy and safe and all of that. You know, really, you could say that in its own way, it's trying to be helpful. You know, so let's say for a moment, let's imagine that I am a person who's terrified of heights. Let's imagine I have this great fear. That's the concept, right? The concept is that heights are fearful. And this concept is in the mind. And this concept is very heavily believed. Then every time a situation comes up where it looks like I may have to go to a high place, maybe I don't even like being on the 13th or the 14th. We'll say not the 13th, because hotels often don't have 13th floors. Maybe I don't like being on the 14th floor in a hotel. That's how afraid I am. I don't like going over bridges in a car. That's how afraid I am. I certainly don't like flying. That's how afraid I am. So every time a situation arises in my life where it looks like, you know, based on what's happening, I'm going to have to be in a high place, the mind starts chattering about how I might get out of it. You know, how I might, you know, call so-and-so and ask them to change where the wedding reception is, because I just can't go to the penthouse floor of a hotel. You see, the mind it's adopted an idea about what I am. I am the one that's afraid of heights. And now it's trying to make that one safe and happy. So in that way, the mind is not bad, right? The mind is not bad. It's just that the mind is mistaken. Because I'm not that concept, afraid of heights. That's not what I am. And again, this is the purpose of the awareness, watching awareness meditation that we practice oh so briefly a moment ago. The purpose of the awareness watching awareness meditation is to look with awareness at what I am and to remember myself. Because when I remember myself through seeing myself with awareness, through seeing myself, what I will find in myself is there's no fear there. There's no judgment there. There's no concept there. It's beyond all concepts. And as I get to know myself better, I come to see that the mind's idea of what I am is not the truth. And when I come to see that the mind's idea of what I am is not the truth, I can begin to disregard the mind. But I'm not going to disregard the mind as long as I think the mind's ideas of what I am are right. Because again, the mind, based on those concepts, is trying to make me happy and keep me safe. You know, so as long as I think that those concepts are my identity, I am also going to listen to the mind because it's counseling me based on those believed concepts. So I need to begin to get some idea that I am not those concepts, that I am beyond those concepts, right? Another way to do that, in addition to the awareness, watching awareness meditation, people often practice inquiry. They begin to inquire into their beliefs and their ideas with awareness, again, with awareness, and start to see through the false ideas and see through the false beliefs. And as we undo the concepts, we then also reduce our attachment to the mind. They go hand in hand. So again, there is a voice within you that claims to be you. This voice does not try to deceive you because this voice does not believe. Oh, sorry, I'm not reading that right. Let me start again. There is a voice within you that claims to be you. This voice does not try to deceive you because this voice does believe it is you. Therefore, all that it whispers into your mind, it whispers in belief that it is truth. But the reason that this voice is not truth is because this voice cannot see you. It cannot know you because this voice cannot see you. Therefore, the voice is mistaken. All that it tells you, believing it is true, is based on mistake. And so it is mistaken also. The voice that thinks it is you has convinced you that it is you also. And so you listen to this voice as if it is you. I'm just going to stop there for a moment. What is the I that this sentence is talking to? Listen to this sentence. The voice that thinks it is you has convinced you that it is you. The you I emphasize there. What is that you? The voice that thinks it is you has convinced you. What is that? The voice that thinks it is you has convinced you that it is you also. And so you listen to this voice as if it is you. Who's listening to this voice? What is listening to this voice? If you go into meditation and you watch that very carefully, if you watch whenever you find yourself, you know, lost in thought, as we say, and then you look to see what's lost in thought, what do you find? What is this you that is believing the concepts are you? Wouldn't that be attention, you know, or I call it the extension of awareness. Attention is, it feels like an extension of awareness, where awareness feels very general and very open. Attention feels a little bit more kind of constricted and projected out, projected into an idea, for example, but it's made out of awareness. Isn't that the you it's talking to? The mind, I might have to play a song in a second because I think it's so cute. The mind has convinced awareness that the concepts are what awareness is. And so awareness, through the arm of attention, pays lots and lots of attention to thoughts. It believes everything that thoughts say. And it doesn't notice that it isn't true until it begins the process of inquiry and meditation and looking, right? So the voice that thinks it is you, the mind, has convinced you, awareness, that it is you. And so you, awareness, listen to this voice as if it is you. You are loyal to its thoughts. If this voice tells you that you must defend yourself in this way or that, you defend yourself as it says, for you believe that following the voice is your own defense of yourself. But since this voice is not you, it is not you that you are defending. Since this voice is the voice of a mistake about who you are, in listening to the voice, you defend a mistake, but believe it is true. Kathy says, so you are saying awareness can be duped. Yeah, you know, if you go deep enough into awareness, the answer is no. If you go deep enough into awareness, there's present, awake, undreaming awareness. But if you move up to the surface of awareness, which I call attention, it is attention. Right? It is attention that has caught in these thoughts. And what we're really trying to do, and if you think about it, in awareness watching, awareness meditation, what we're doing is we're taking that attention that usually is looking outward at thoughts and world, and we're learning to turn the attention around to really look at itself. Because if it looks at itself, it can remember itself. It can re-realize itself, right? But right now it is so engrossed in the outward picture that it's forgotten what it is. And it thinks it's a body, mind, personality in a world. So we're trying to help the surface awareness, which I call attention, to remember itself. Yeah, the outward focus attention can be duped. Absolutely. Yeah. So what we just read says, you know, like let's say, you know, one of you guys just type on the board right now, Regina, you're so stupid. You know, awareness can't be duped. You know, you type that. And I believe the concept. There's a concept in my mind that I am the teacher and I have to be right. Right? These concepts are in the mind. And so I believe the concepts. I am the teacher. And I have to be right. And the mind starts telling me that I need to defend myself. And I speak back to whoever has typed that and explain how right I am. The reason I would respond in that way is because I believe the concepts. I don't see myself as awareness. I see myself as the teacher. And I see myself as the one that has to be right, or something's at stake, right? My reputation or my worthiness. And that's why I defend. So whenever we listen to the mind and we defend, we're not defending our true self, because awareness needs no defense. We're defending our false self. Every time we defend based on the concepts in the mind, we are re-emphasizing that those concepts are our truth. And of course, in the Gentle Healing Group, we have not yet gotten to the workbook lesson that says, when I defend myself, I am attacked. But I think most of you are familiar with that lesson. When I defend myself, I am attacked. You know, what that really means is, it's not that the true self can be attacked. It's not that awareness can be attacked. But what's being attacked is my realization of who I am. I am believing that I am the false self. Right? I am further duping myself. Further duping myself every time I defend myself. So this is why the teaching, of course, is not to defend, right? Because when you choose not to defend, when you hold back from that desire to defend, then what you are doing is not re-emphasizing the false self as who you are. So, the voice that thinks it is you has convinced you that it is you also. And you listen to this voice as if it is you. You are loyal to its thoughts. If this voice tells you that you must defend yourself in this way or that, you defend yourself as it says. For you believe that following the voice is your own defense of yourself. But since the voice is not you, it is not you that you defend in following it. Since the voice is the voice of a mistake about who you are, in listening to the voice, you defend a mistake, but believe it is true. So as I've been saying, you know, the ego is not bad. You know, the ego is trying to help us be happy and safe based on the concepts of what we are. It's just that it's mistaken because we are not the concepts. And so what I'm going to do now is just play a fun little song that will kind of help us remember this lesson, that the mind has what we really are, has us, awareness, duped at the surface level, right? It has us duped. And the song is one I've played for you before. It's called Oops, I Did It Again. And in the song, you know, the way I hear the song is that the mind is singing to awareness, to attention. The mind is singing to attention. It says things like, oops, I did it again. You know, you thought I loved you or you thought I was your friend, you know, but I'm not that innocent. Right? I fooled you again. I got your attention again, you know. So let's go ahead and listen to this Glee version of Oops, I Did It Again, the mind singing to awareness.
I think I did it again. I made you believe we're more than just friends. Oh, baby, it might seem like a crush, but it doesn't mean that I'm serious. 'Cause to lose all my senses, that is just so typically. You
I think that's a fun song to listen to, to remember that when we're listening to the mind, awareness is being duped about what it is, right? And in fact, the next sentence in NTI 1 Corinthians chapter 9, to listen to this voice and do as it says is to defend that you are what you are not. To listen to this voice and do as it says is to choose to remain blinded to your truth. And that was the Glee version of Oops, I Did It Again. Yeah. So to listen to this voice and do as it says is to defend that you are what you are not. To listen to this voice and do as it says is to choose to remain blinded to your truth. So that's what happens when we get caught up in the mind. Next paragraph. Listen to me. You are not what you think you are. You are not the image that you defend as yourself. This is why I ask you to become a willing, empty shell. A willing, empty shell has chosen to put aside listening to the voice that has filled it. A willing, empty shell has chosen to let go of the beliefs it has taken as it has listened to this mistaken voice. A willing, empty shell has decided to clear itself of all mistakes and every grain that has been based on mistake, that it may be open and clear to receive the fullness of its truth. And I don't think I have anything to add to that paragraph. I think it was pretty clear. Maybe what I'll do is just read it again. How's that sound? Listen to me. You are not what you think you are. You are not the image that you defend as yourself. This is why I ask you to become a willing, empty shell. A willing, empty shell has chosen to put aside listening to the voice that has filled it. A willing, empty shell has chosen to let go of beliefs it has taken as it has listened to this mistaken voice. A willing, empty shell has decided to clear itself of all mistakes and every grain that has been based on mistake, that it may be open and clear to receive the fullness of its truth. Clear the thoughts that are in your mind by being willing to let go of all of them. I'm going to pause there before I continue reading. So let's look at what letting go means. We can actually look at it. If you kind of look in your memory, because right now if you're listening, you're not lost in thought. You're listening, which is different. You're actually a more pure awareness when you're listening than when you're thinking, when you're lost in thought. But we can all remember being lost in thought, right? So if you remember being lost in thought and you just kind of close your eyes and you kind of look at that, what happens when you're lost in thought is that your attention goes into the thought, right? Your attention is projected into the mind, into the thought. It's literally attention in thought. That's why we call it lost in thought, right? You're lost to who you are because you've projected yourself, awareness, into thought. You are lost in thought. When you're lost in thought like that, when you've projected your attention into thought like that, it's like you're holding on to it. Awareness is holding on to thought. In the Gentle Healing Group, you hear me calling this casting attention, right? You've cast your attention into the thought. You've projected your attention into the thought, and you're holding on to the thought. And that's to be lost in thought. So how do you let go? You reverse that process. You bring your attention back to who you are. or if you don't know who you are, because some people don't know yet how to focus attention on awareness, right? So if you don't know who you are, then another option is to take the attention away from that thought and place it with what we could call a helpful thought. For example, today's workbook lesson, right? So let's imagine that I'm lost in thought. You know, I get all worried that you guys didn't like the song I played. So I'm just saying, oh no, now they think I'm not a serious spiritual student because I played a Britney Spears song. Right? And then I see that I'm lost in thought. So what I can do then is pull the attention out of the thought, place the attention in the heart, and say to myself, God is the strength in which I trust. When I take the attention away from that thinking that you guys think I'm some kind of a fool, or you'd think I'm not a serious spiritual student, and I place it with God is the strength in which I trust, then I am letting go of that thinking that I was doing regarding what you think about me. That's letting go. So, back to what we were reading. Clear the thoughts that are in your mind by being willing to let go of all of them, to reverse the projection of attention, to take the attention off of them, right? Clear the thoughts that are in your mind by being willing to let go of all of them. Do not fear that some thoughts are true, and upon your own judgment must be held on to. For the one who judges is the mistaken voice. Therefore, let go of everything that you may be free of it all. And, you know, that really describes the practice of awareness, watching awareness. Right? In some types of meditations, right, you are, in fact, even in some of the meditations we're doing in the gentle healing group, we're focusing on sometimes related thoughts, which is very helpful. Right? Related thoughts are what I call bridge thoughts. These are the types of thoughts that are undoing your attachment to mind. But what's even more advanced or more mature or more true than that is placing the attention all the way back on awareness, on no thought. Right? And isn't that what Michael Langford teaches us? To let go of all thought. To have no interest in thought at all. And place the attention on awareness. That's the empty shell. Right? It's the exact same teaching, although I never would have recognized it when I wrote this book. But it's the exact same teaching. Listen to it. Clear the thoughts that are in your mind by being willing to let go of all of them. Take your attention off of the thoughts. Do not fear that some thoughts are true, and upon your own judgment must be held on to. For the one that judges is the mistaken voice. It doesn't know who you are. Therefore, let go of everything. Have no interest in thought at all, that you may be free of it all. Right? Maintain only the casing, which is trust. And that's funny because that fits very well with today's workbook lesson. God is the strength in which I trust. Just have trust. Let go of all thought. Have no interest in thought. Place your attention on awareness. And then trust that this is going to lead to your full remembrance of who you are. Maintain only the casing, which is trust. When you have emptied, holding on to nothing but your trust, you shall be filled again. This is with remembrance. And nothing that is true shall be lost, right? Because you're going to remember the truth. Give it your all. Give it your all. Michael Langford sent me an email the other day, You know what? I think I'll just open it and read it to you rather than trying to share by my memory what he said. I have a general memory, but I'll read his words exactly. I save all of his emails in a folder on my computer called Michael Langford. Okay. It was this one. All right. He said, suppose a person is in prison. It has a fence with those large loops that have something like razor blades on them. It will take work to climb that fence and some pain. Having endured that pain, do not remain on that fence. You will not escape the prison by hanging on to that fence. You climbed up. Now climb down on the other side of that fence and run for freedom. People on the direct path are not walking to freedom. They are running to freedom. They want their freedom more than a person who is being held underwater for 4 minutes wants to rise to the surface for air. Back to the prison example. The reason you run as fast as you can when you have climbed down the other side of the fence is because the prison guard will catch you if you do not run. Those ego layers that do not want freedom will catch you if you do not run as fast as you can. And that's really the same thing that NTI is saying here. Give it your all, right? Give it your all. And I love that image. Imagine you're escaping from prison, right? You're escaping from prison. You're not going to, like you said, you don't want to hang out on top of the fence. So let's assume that we at least have got the sense to climb over the fence. You're not going to climb over the fence and then say, ooh, wow, I think I'll hang out here for a while. I'm on the other side of the fence. Yay! Right? I mean, you're going to run, like you said, and that run is symbolic of giving your all to the awareness, watching awareness meditation. Having intense interest in the awareness, watching awareness meditation, which NTI is calling the empty shell. Have intense interest in being the empty shell. Have intense interest in having no interest in thought. Have intense interest in having no interest in thought. So again, back to NTI. Give it your all. Give all of your thought and all of your action to the purpose of emptying your shell fully. Well, what does that mean? Give all of your thought to letting go of thoughts? Well, probably, again, if we were going back to Michael Langford's teaching, what that would mean is that, you know, during the process of the day, I'm looking at my day and I'm starting to ask questions like, is this a necessary activity? You know, am I doing something that's absolutely necessary for me to do? Or is this activity a distraction and I could let go of this activity and spend more time running from prison in awareness, watching awareness meditation, right? So, give it your all. Give all of your thought and all of your action to the purpose of emptying your shell fully. This is how you will know your reward, which is the truth of who you are. Your reward is the truth of who you are. That's your freedom. Give it your all. Give all of your thought and all of your action to the purpose of emptying your shell fully. This is how you will know your reward, which is the truth of who you are. Your truth is more beautiful and more precious than you can imagine now. Let go of all fear that says it is not. Give everything to emptying your shell. In this way, you give everything to you. Right? The real you. Give everything to emptying your shell. In this way, you give everything to you. Amen. And with that, we're at the end of NTI 1 Corinthians chapter 9. And I don't think I want to start NTI 1 Corinthians chapter 10. I think, if you guys are willing, I'd rather take advantage of this opportunity to do another meditation based on today's workbook lesson. And this time, since we messed up last time, or I messed up last time and did a 5-minute meditation, this time we will do a 10-minute meditation. How was the music I played before for you? Was that okay, or would you like me to select something different? Perfect. Okay, good. Loved it. Okay, so we'll just go back to the exact same thing. And remember, the first bell is to begin. The second bell is to end. We're doing 10 minutes. Remember to start with, God is the strength in which I trust. Look for those situations where you've invested fear. Say to each one of them, God is the strength in which I trust. That's the first couple of minutes of the meditation. And then shift into emptying your shell. Awareness, watching awareness. Take your attention off of thought. Focus on awareness until the end of the second bell. So, here we go. Everyone, for coming here and being with me today. I'll be back tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific, for the Michael Langford Study Group.